Blog Talk Radio.
WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon-coming King awaits. Good morning, America, and good morning, world. This is your host today, Dr. June Knight, coming to you from Michigan City, Indiana, on the Making America Godly Again tour. Listen, Bride, check us out at WATBRadio.com. All of these states on this 50 Days of Blaze prayer initiative, you can find every day where the team has come together, partnered with heaven, fought in the spirit, fought in the heavenlies, coming in agreement with heaven for all of our states. Right now, we're on the state of New Hampshire. Good morning, Miss Angelique. How you doing today? Well, good morning, Miss Maureen. How you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Good morning, June. God bless you.
Yes, good morning. Happy to have you this morning. Angelique, are you with us? Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. You can't hear me, sister?
Yes, I can hear you now. Good morning. Okay, Bride, listen, today we're focusing on the state of New Hampshire. So let's hear a little bit about this state. This state is really fascinating. Listen to this. New Hampshire, a U.S. state in New England, is defined by its quaint towns and large expanses of wilderness. In the north, White Mountain National Forest is known for winter sports areas and Mount Washington, the region's highest peak with a cog railroad to its summit. Also in the White Mountains are moose, black bears, and part of the Appalachian Trail. The capital city is Concord. It only has 1.331 million people. Of the 13 original colonies, New Hampshire was the first to declare its independence from Mother England, a full 6 months before the Declaration of Independence was signed. The highest wind speed recorded at ground level is at Mount Washington on April 12th of 1934. The winds were three times as fast as those in most hurricanes. The first potato planted in the United States was at Londonderry Common Field in 1719. Alan Bartlett Shepard, Jr., the first American to travel in space, is from East Derry, New Hampshire. In 1833, the first free public library in the United States was established in Peterborough. New Hampshire adopted the first legal lottery in the 20th century United States in 1963. On December 30th, 1828, about 400 mill girls walked out of the Dover Cotton Factory, enacting the first women's strike in the United States. The Dover mill girls were forced to give in when the mill owners immediately began advertising for replacement workers. Levi Hutchins of Concord invented the first alarm clock in 1787. New Hampshire State House is the oldest state capitol in which a legislature still meets in its original chambers. Alexandria was the birthplace of Luther C. Ladd, the first enlisted soldier to lose his life in the Civil War. Dover was settled in 1623. It is the oldest permanent settlement in New Hampshire. Augusta St. Gaudens from Cornish was the first sculptor to design the American coin. America's Stonehenge is a 4,000-year-old megalithic stone-constructed site located on Mystery Hill in Salem and presently serves as a leisurely educational tour for the whole family. The Bavarian-style hamlet of Merrimack is home to the famous eight-horse hitch and the Clydesdales maintained by the Anheuser-Busch Brewery. Cannon Aerial Tramway is the first aerial passenger tramway in North America. It was built in 1938 at Franconia Notch. The Christa McAuliffe Planetarium in Concord is a state-of-the-art planetarium dedicated to the memory of New Hampshire teacher Christa McAuliffe, who died in the explosion of the Space Shuttle Challenger. New Hampshire state motto is Live Free or Die. The motto comes from a statement written by the Revolutionary General John Stark, hero of the Battle of Bennington. As leaders of the Revolutionary cause, New Hampshire delegates received the honor of being the first to vote for the Declaration of Independence. New Hampshire has 10 counties, 13 municipalities, 221 towns, and 22 unincorporated places. Sarah Josepha Hale, author and journalist, who wrote the poem Mary Had a Little Lamb in 1830, is from Newport, New Hampshire. New Hampshire did not officially adopt a state flag until 1909. Prior to that, New Hampshire had numerous regimental flags to represent the state. The present flag has only been changed once, in 1931, when the state seal was modified. And one last one. Captain John Smith named New Hampshire after the town of New Hampshire, England. Isn't it neat? New Hampshire is a lot of firsts in our nation. Amen. Good morning, amen. Pastor Vicki. How are you today, sister?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Pastor Vicki, I would love for you to just pray. Well, first, let me ask Maureen. I'm sorry, Sister Maureen. Do you have any other facts about New Hampshire?
Unfortunately, there are a few that are needing prayer. 51%, more than half, of the people in New Hampshire are unchurched. And it has the second highest number of people in the United States that claim no religion or faith. Only 54% there say they are absolutely certain there is a God, as opposed to across the nation, that percentage is 71%. New Hampshire and Vermont are two of the lowest level states in religious commitment. In 2012, 23% of New Hampshire residents said they considered themselves very religious, and 52% said they consider themselves non-religious. And one of the saddest facts was nearly 30% of the 18 to 25-year-olds in New Hampshire report using illegal drugs. So, and we all know the story about Miriam Ibrahim, who was the young woman who was her family was mixed. Her dad was a Muslim and her mother was a Christian. And when the father abandoned their family, she was raised as a Christian by her mother and then married a man that was a Christian. But according to Islam, because her father was a Muslim, she was considered a Muslim. And she was considered apostate. And when she was 8 months old, 8 months pregnant, she was sentenced to die. And there was a huge outrage from the international community, and Sudan actually released her. And while she was, just before she was released, she gave birth to her child with no medical care and with chains around her legs during the delivery. But the baby was born. She was returned to the United States, and she lives in the New Hampshire area. So the local Sudanese community of Christians have been wrapping their arms around her. So her name is Miriam Ibrahim, and she went through a tremendous amount of pressure. So it's an inspiring story how the people of New Hampshire and the Sudanese community stood up for her and the religious persecution. But when you stop to think that 50% claim to be unchurched, what does that unchurched mean? That means they go into, they're not in faith communities. And it's a sad story for a state that was the first to declare their separation from the bondage of England and one of our founding colonies.
Yeah. So. You are absolutely right. Okay, well, let's stay on the shofar and go to war. Here we go.
With our official shofar blower, please give it up for Ms. Bonnie Bryant. Yay! Ms. Bonnie is an international shofar blower. She is very prophetic, and when she blows, believe me, every demon will feel it. Give it up for Ms. Bonnie.
All right, let's go. Pastor Vicky, Sister Maureen was talking about the low numbers of people in the state of New Hampshire who even claim to go to church or anything. Would you and Pastor John mind praying for the churches there, the ministries there, the ministers? You know, that for the church to be increased in the state of New Hampshire.
I'll be glad to. Father, we just lift up all the pastors and leaders, Lord, there, all the Sunday school teachers, Father, all the teachers and even the apostolic people that are there, Father God. We lift them up to you, Lord, and we ask you, Lord, just to encourage them, Father, to just continue to pour out revelatory knowledge upon them, Father God. Help them to see ways, get creative ways to minister to the congregations, Father God. Lord, I pray for an evangelistic spirit to come upon the church, Father, to reach out to the many that don't know you, Lord. Father, we know sometimes if people get tired or they get caught up in their work, Father God, or whatever, their families and things that they have to do, Father, but there's still so many lost souls in New Hampshire, Father. And we just pray for these leaders because things come against them, Father God. And we know that the enemy is trying to discourage the church at this hour, Father, even for our country. But, Father, I just pray that you will raise up people who are not afraid to speak out, Father God, people who are bold and courageous, Lord, and that they will speak the word from your throne room, Lord, that you will speak to them in their quiet time, Father God. You will speak to these pastors and teachers and leaders, Lord, in their quiet time, and that you will give them the right messages to give to their congregations, Lord, that you will encourage them in every way, Father God, to stir up the giftings within their churches, Father. And Lord, we also pray for the prophets, Lord, to rise up, Father God, and prophesy over their state, Father, and teach others to prophesy over their state, Lord, to decree and declare, Lord, as they speak over their state, Father God, to remove all obstacles to faith, all spirits of unbelief, the roots and causes, any kind of occult activity that could be going on there, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you for it, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that these walls are coming down, that these strongholds are coming down over this state, Father. And we just declare that the bride of Christ will rise up, Father God, and take her place with you, Father God, with great anointing and great power. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Very powerful, sister. That is awesome. Yes, now what about you, Sister Angelique? Would you mind praying for the educational system in New Hampshire?
Yes, ma'am. Abba, Father, we just come to you thanking you for your new mercies every morning, Father God. I want to lift up the state of New Hampshire's, Father, the children, the adults, the brothers and sisters in college, all the education in New Hampshire, Father. I pray that we get good people, good Christians in New Hampshire's community for education, that they raise the children, Lord God, knowing who you are, that they open up their schools, their mornings, to a beautiful prayer. Father God, that we can get our Ten Commandments back into the school districts. That education is based on the truth, Father, not these agendas that the government has been applying. They don't let our teachers just be teachers, that the gift that you give our teachers, that they just do what's in their heart. They have to go by an agenda. Father God, all the children, all the high school kids, they have to learn a certain way. I know when I was in school, there was a certain way that I needed to learn, and all the kids are different, and they have to be taught by the way the government is being taught. So, Father God, I just pray you put your beautiful hands on the Hampshire education, but, of course, all over the world. Because the children are our future, Lord God, and we need them to learn the right way, and especially need to know about the wisdom that is available from you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Now, Sister Maureen, you with that governmental anointing on your life, would you mind praying for the governmental issues and whatever the Lord leads you to for the state of New Hampshire?
I will. I pray for Governor Christopher Sununu, who is the 82nd governor of the state of New Hampshire. He was elected in January of this last year, and he is the son, if many of you remember, New Hampshire Governor John Sununu, and his brother, John, named after his dad, is a former United States Senator. So this family has a legacy of serving in the government for their house, for their family. And his family's ancestors came from the Middle East somewhere around the 20th century's beginning. And he has ancestry from Jerusalem as well as from Beirut, Lebanon. And it's an interesting story about his family and his life, but he's an environmental engineer, and he has designed various systems for cleaning up waste sites, has a very great interest in the land and in the protection of the land. So he's a conservationist, I guess it would be a great way to talk about it. And he has also had a lot of public hearings for reviews of managed Medicaid, which is a program to help the New Hampshire Medicaid recipients. So some of the states have asked that they have the money given to them so they can do what's best for their own citizens. And this is an interesting thing about Chris Sununu. He is a Republican, and interestingly enough, he is a Republican governor in a state that sent all Democrats to Congress. Both of the senators from the state of New Hampshire, as well as the representatives, there are two representatives from New Hampshire, both of them are Democrats. So he's got there's a balance there, but it might make it a little bit more difficult for him. But he seems to be doing very well. So, Father, we thank you for Chris Sununu. We ask that you would visit with him in his times of intimacy with you, giving him wisdom and understanding about how he needs to shepherd this state and to do what he needs to do. He's not by any means a man without education from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He has his degrees and he is an engineer. I thank you, Father, for giving him a political astuteness to go along with his natural education. And I ask that he will be one that will help the state of New Hampshire to come into the fullness of what your decision and plans and destiny are for it as one of our founding colonies and one of the first 13 states. I ask that the legislature in New Hampshire would consider things that are not only for the good of the state, but also for the good of the nation, as New Hampshire has a reputation of first, as June has said, and are the ones that vote first. People listen, they watch, they tune in, and they want to see what happens in New Hampshire. I pray, Lord, that as New Hampshire is far to the east of the United States, that as the Son of God arises every day with healing in his wings, that his wings will cover the state of New Hampshire, that there will be a glory of God that will rest upon it, and that those in this state that do not know you, that have not claimed you, that are not in a good relationship with you, will come to know who you are and experience the healing, not only in their family lives, but in the government, in the court system, and in the executive branch. We pray that the government of New Hampshire will be a model of that which is just and right and pure and true. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Woo, woman, you are firing me up over here. Amen. You know, the only thing I could think of when you was praying is, y'all know that saying that says dynamite comes in small packages?
That's right.
That's what we pray over New Hampshire. It is a very small state, but Lord, let it be powerful. It was the first that affected a lot of the United States, and Lord, we pray that you use that place as a first of revival. Come on, let your revival fires burn.
Yes.
Pastor Vicki, I would love for you to pray for families, for restoration in families, healing in families. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we just pray over every family in New Hampshire, Lord God. You know, Lord God, that the temptations that each of them has, Father God, you know what each one is going through, Father God. But we just ask you, Lord God, just to preserve the families in New Hampshire, Father. We ask you, Father, for Christian families to come forth to be the examples that they need to be in this hour, Father God. And, Lord, to combat the first forces of the enemy that are coming against them, Father, we join to bind Satan, who's trying to attack families all over America, Father. We pray for New Hampshire, Lord, that you will just use these special Christians, Father God, to minister to them, Father God, and to minister to their families, Lord. Father, I just see that you're raising up certain ones, Father, to be great shining examples, Father, and they have great influence in their communities, Father God. And Lord, we pray that you will help them, Lord, to turn to you, Father. We ask for supernatural intervention, Father God, to raise up the ones that don't know you, Lord, for you to loose into their lives, Father, evangelists or people that will share the gospel with them, Father God, that they can just turn as a whole family, Lord. I truly believe in household salvation, Lord. I believe that Scripture has given so many examples, Lord, of ones that you ministered to the whole house, Father God, and you saved the whole house, starting with Noah, Father. And we thank you that that's your heart, Father God. I pray for faith to be downloaded on these families, that they're fearless, Father God, to stand in faith against the enemy, Lord God, to preserve their family, Father, and to reach out to their community, Father God, to reach out and desire their community, great
great salvation to go forth in this hour, Father God. We thank you, Father, for your heart, Father, for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know you got to go, Pastor Vicki, and I would love for Angelique. Please pray for Pastor Vicki and Pastor John as they're on the road traveling. Would you mind?
Amen, sister. Father God, I want to lift up my sisters, Aunt Pastor and Pastor Vicki. Father God, I pray a hedge of protection around their lives, Lord, as they go on the road, Lord. Let them see the presence of your Holy Spirit. Let them feel the presence of your Holy Spirit, Father God, everywhere they go. Lord, I ask that if they're going on the road, if they're driving, that whenever they look to the left or the right, that they hear your voice. And they go directly in that way because it's not what they're doing, Lord God, but there's road rage. There's people on their cell phones, Lord. I just pray that they just go to their destiny, make it safe, and be back safely, Father. They love you so much, and I thank you for their presence on this radio station, Lord, that they're helping Dr. June lift up all your states, Lord, that's pleasing to you. And I thank you for them being part of our lives, and it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And I want to say before y'all get off here, Pastor Vicki, Bride, listen, tomorrow we are having a special live broadcast after the New Jersey. We pray for New Jersey the first hour. The second hour is devoted to the United States of America. We are partnering with heaven with what God wants to do in our country. So we are celebrating the 4th of July in the spirit tomorrow from 9 to 10 Central Time. Okay, so I just want to remind you of that. Pastor Vicki, y'all have a wonderful day today. Love y'all. Now, Miss Maureen, would you mind praying for the entertainment industry in New Hampshire?
Father, I don't know a whole lot about industry there, but I do know that every state has deposits of beauty and goodness. And that there are creative ideas put into the hearts of those that are your children there. So I ask that the giftings in the arts and entertainment industry, the giftings that are there for creative science, the giftings that are there for teaching and for public plays or public events, everything that would be exposing the hearts and the minds of the people in that state, anything that could capture their minds and imaginations, I ask that there would be an anointing on that from heaven, that those that are preparing public events, that are dealing with the art and entertainment industry, any kind of production that will influence the hearts and the minds of the children from the school curriculums, from plays that are done in the local theaters, from the movies that are allowed to be shown in the theaters, from the articles that are written in the magazines, however people get their news, their entertainment, Lord, I pray that there would be a grace upon it and that there would be a wind of your spirit that would sweep through and remove the cobwebs, remove the curses, remove all darkness so that the people can see a banquet table full of good and healthy alternatives to choose. I ask, Father, that the public entertainment such as ice skating rinks and healthy places that the kids can go and recreate and be with their families will prosper and that those things will spring up so that there will be family entertainment, healthy things for the family to enjoy together. And those things that are pits of darkness, the bookstores, any other places that sell pornography, any sources of darkness and derangement would be dried up, and that as they are dried up and swept away, that life and the latter rain will come upon the bones that are dry in not only New Hampshire, but all of the New England states, that you would send your rain to cause a moistening and a softening, and that the people there will have their hearts turned toward you, and they will see the things of the art world and the entertainment world that will glorify you and help them to grow until they have that maturity that's desired in Christ. And we pray this in Jesus.
Yes, I love the visuals. Didn't you, Angelique, with the water coming over them? That was awesome. Now, Sister Angelique, I know you probably have some stats about the drug use in that state.
Yes, I do, Sister. This is really, really sad. I have this little story first. Dr. Simmons says, as a doctor, you sit around and you tell sort of like, what are your war stories? And the worst war stories I could think of are from here in New Hampshire. They are related to opiate addiction by far. I have never seen anything like this. I cannot overstate it enough. It is overwhelming, out of control. This is a tidal wave. This is the worst of the worst I've ever seen anywhere. In emergency departments alone last year, there were 6,000 patients struggling with opioid addiction statewide, with more than 1,000 being treated right here at Catholic Medical Center. Those patients are mostly in their 20s and 30s, but they range from newborns to the elderly. Dr. Simmons says that they are the sickest of the sick. Some overdoses in the field, then they overdose in the field, then they die in the emergency room. Others have serious infections from injecting heroin with dirty needles, infections in their spines and in their hearts. Other times, hospital staff are surprised to learn a patient who is sick is also addicted. We'll have someone who has a bowel problem or a heart problem or their diabetes are out of control and they're addicted to an opiate. Dr. William Goodman, Catholic Medical Center Chief Medical Officer, says Dr. William. So other patients come in just looking to get more drugs. And then it just, the story continues, and it's just horrible, horrible, Sister. There's, and for whatever reason, it says NH Emergency Department Opiate Use, and then they have all these numbers. But up here on this number ranges from 600 to 700, Sister. There's a line, and it's circled 666. Now, why is that?
What?
Yes, ma'am.
That's crazy.
And isn't that awful? And the line, there's a line, and there's the number 666. It's circled with a red dot highlighted. And that was like, oh, my Lord. That's like the devil's mark right there. So it's sad, sad.
I think it's sad that I heard that yesterday here in Indiana, my aunt drives for like the welfare department, and she takes these drug addicts to centers to get shot up with heroin. I mean, not heroin, but meth. And I said, meth? The government gives them meth? She said, yeah. She said, it's not crystal meth like what they get on the streets, but it's a way to try to calm their addiction or something. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Oh, help us, Jesus, with this problem.
Yeah, well, here in Arizona, one of my older sisters, she's, you know, has a weight problem, Sister, and she called me up and she said, I have these a prescription medication to help me lose weight. She said, but they keep me up. I haven't slept for 2 days. I said, Dan, let me see. What is it? Let me know. And so I called it in, and it has, you have to sign for it, and it has some kind of drug in it that it's like a speed. And so it's an addicting medication to take to help you lose weight. It's sad.
Yeah. It really is sad. Now, Pastor Vicky, I know you are still on the line with us. You have a lot of experience with drugs. If you still have an opportunity, would you mind praying for New Hampshire about this issue?
I'll be glad to. Father God, I just lift up New Hampshire, Lord. Father, I pray, Father God, for you to just anoint intercessors, Lord, as they pray, as they pull down the roots and causes of this drug addiction, especially the opioids. We just rebuke you, Satan, in all your delusion, all your deception, that you would try to kill these people. We rebuke that spirit of death that's on, that suicide and depression that's related to these opioids. And We bind you, Satan. You cannot affect New Hampshire any longer. You are coming down. You have no right to this land. We plead the blood of Jesus over this land. Father God, I ask you to open the eyes of the people and the citizens of this land. Help them to see that it is a spiritual problem and it is an occult problem. This sorcery,
come on, Amy.
This on the coast that loosed on them, and this, it's a sin of the flesh as well as a demonic spirit. And Father, we just pray that you open the eyes of the people there. You open the eyes of the church to realize how serious this is, that they're robbing the people of their youth. They're robbing the people of their peace and their joy. And I pray, Father God, for mighty warriors to be raised up, Father. But meanwhile, we will fight with them, Father. We join our prayers with them, and we declare, Satan, that you are defeated. And there is an answer, and it's Jesus Christ. He is the only way. And so, Father, we pray for a great visitation of your spirit to set these people, people that are caught up in drugs, whatever the drug is, Lord, that you set them free. You start setting people free just like you set me free. Father, I didn't even ask for you to do what you did in my life. You just came. You flooded my life. You came down in the gutter and you got me and you rescued me, Lord. I didn't even ask for it, Lord. You just, somebody prayed for me. Christians were praying, Father God. It was a terrible time when there were so many young people in rebellion that knew better. People like me that had no reason to turn to drugs, but we were in rebellion. We were just carnal. And Father, you had mercy on us. And so, Father, we pray for you to have mercy on New Hampshire, Lord, just to send your spirit out, Father God, and for the blood of Jesus to cover this land and to wake up the church to fight the good fight and not be afraid, not be overwhelmed, but see that the blood of Jesus was sufficient to save these people, Father God, and to help them to turn away from drugs and to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for providing a way for us, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome prayer. What about you, Angelique? I know you want to continue praying about the drugs.
Yes. Sister, as I might look at another story that's going, that it goes, all goes together.
Yes, ma'am.
This, it says one wing of the hospital that has a lot of success with patients addicted to opiates in the special care nursery with Dr. William Edwards. He's a neonatologist. Says for years, babies born addicted were treated with critical care units, which are overstimulating environments. It takes quite a while for us to actually figure out that that's probably the worst place to manage withdrawal symptoms. The Catholic Medical Center treats these babies in a quiet room designed for mom and baby. Some babies get morphine to wean off their addiction. Sister, I don't get that. But a lot do better. He's trying to enforce that they can do better instead if they get a sort of a cuddling protocol, being held skin to skin, being talked to, sung to, fed. They say it's a pretty simple approach, and this is the approach that they should have instead of giving the babies morphine. Father God, oh my Father, I just call on your name, Abba Father, and I plead the blood of Jesus over the state of New Hampshire. Father God, these babies, Lord, you give us the blessing of these beautiful little lives, and they're already out of control. Father God, I pray that this new method that this doctor is trying to come up with, and the cuddling, and let it be the cuddle of an angel just wrapping his wings around the baby, that comfort that comes from you is the best medicine anybody can ever have, Father. I'm just calling on you, Daddy, because the babies need your help. They're also talking about the elderly. Father God, can the elderly have a problem with the addicts, the medications they're get addicted to? It's because the nurses, the doctors, whatever, are just medicating them too much? We hear about this all the time, Father God. I pray that you put Christians, my brothers and sisters, need to come forth and help volunteers these medications for the elderly, Father God. Sometimes I've seen it. I've worked in facilities where they just don't want to deal with them, and they just give them extra medicine to calm them down, to quiet them down, to make them not be able to get up and walk out of the doors on their own. Holy Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus over the addicts, over drug use, and definitely over the devil and that number that he just displays, like he has his touch, like he has his hands on that state, Father God. And I know you've already taken care of that. You've already crushed the devil's head. Father God, I pray that you lift the state of New Hampshire up and you send your angels to fight these demons, and my prayer warriors, my brothers and sisters in Christ, just come together in unity and pray and pray and pray. Lift up their hands, blow their shofars, and get rid of the demonic activities in the state of New Hampshire, Father God. We love you and we thank you for answered prayers. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now, Miss Maureen, will you please pray for oppression and depression over that state and for healing to flow?
Father, we thank you. We thank you that the state of New Hampshire is one that you have created and graced with tremendous greenery, foliage, forest hills. There's mountains. The White Mountains are there. They have such a beautiful natural topography, and you have made it a lush and verdant place. It has beautiful summers and tremendously serious winters. And Lord, the range of temperatures is a spectrum that shows all of your creation. But Lord, we also know that in the darkness of winter, that many people experience a lack of light, and they feel the depression that comes with the darkness. And it's a natural picture of what happens to our souls when our souls are in darkness. So, Father, we pray that you will penetrate the darkness, penetrate the coldness, and be able to warm the hearts and light the path for those in New Hampshire that are experiencing that depression and heaviness and sometimes despair that comes with a lack of light. Father, let your light be the light that they experience. And even though the days may be long and they may be dark, that the people there will be warmed by the fire of your light, and that they will be able to come together around you as people gather around a hearth or a fire in the center of their room, Lord. We ask that you will warm their hearts, that you will drive away the spirits of darkness and depression, and that you will enkindle in the people of New Hampshire a new burning passion for you. Lord, I speak revival into the streets, cities, hills, and mountains of New Hampshire. And I ask that her people would have a revelation of you individually and collectively, and that the state of New Hampshire will once again release a sound of worship into the heavens that will not only penetrate the atmosphere over their state, but spread out to all of their neighboring states, and that the New England states will experience a wave of revival that has been unequaled in years and years and years. Touch your people and set them free from all darkness and gloom, and release them into the radiant light that you have for them. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Beautiful.
Are y'all still here?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
That was just a Selah pause.
Okay, well, Sister Angelique, would you mind praying for whatever the Holy Spirit gives you for the state of New Hampshire? And we will go down the line. We'll do Pastor Vicki next and then Maureen, and y'all just let it flow. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Father God, I just want to thank you for all that you're doing in the state of New Hampshire. I want to lift up the facilities, Lord God, that have the severe and chronically ill children. We have one here in Arizona. It's called Los Angeles de los, I can't remember the name, I'm sorry. But there's a facility for the sick children. And Lord, I just want to thank you for the people who work with the children that are very, very sick. Their little bodies are crippled, sometimes have brain damage. Some of their brains are alive, but their bodies are damaged. I want to thank you for the people who love and care for these little children. Their ranges from newborn all the way to 18. Lord God, they are special. If they're loved and their health smiles so big and beautiful, I pray that they sense your presence and they know that one day they're going to see you in heaven and their little bodies are going to be, they're going to be normal. They're going to have a new life in heaven with you. I pray, my brothers and sisters that are in New Hampshire, go to the facilities and they pray over these children, Lord God, and they read them stories from the Bible so that the babies can know that heaven is coming. I thank you, Father God, and it's in your name I pray. Amen.
She may be off the line. Father, I will pray for New Hampshire next, and I thank you. I thank you one more time that you have renewed your covenant of love with us as we have brought our new president in and put him in office and blessed him and prayed for him, that as we did that for him, he did that for you. He declared that we were a nation that was that are under you, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. He declared that this nation renounced and annulled all covenants that were made with darkness, and that he would lead us as a body forward in thanking you for the mercy you've given to us, and in honoring you in all everything that we have done in our nation. And so, Father, we ask that for the state of New Hampshire, that these decrees and declarations would be true as well, that the citizens of New Hampshire would welcome Jesus Christ as the King of Glory into their state, that they will submit to his rule and to his reign in their personal lives, with their families, in their communities, in their cities, townships, hamlets, and state, and that every bit of glory for what you do in that state and in this nation will go to you. We ask that we be led by the Spirit in our nation as we are celebrating this time of our 241st birthday, and we ask that New Hampshire, one of the founding states, would be blessed, highly blessed, magnificently blessed, and we will hear a sound coming out of New Hampshire in the days that are coming that will know that our prayers at this hour have been heard, and we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Come on now.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Did Pastor Vicky pray?
Not yet.
All right, Pastor Vicky, you got the floor.
I couldn't hear. What am I praying for?
Anything the Holy Spirit gives you for the state of New Hampshire.
Hallelujah. Well, we just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you love New Hampshire, Lord God. Lord, I thank you that you love this beautiful little state, Father God, and that, Lord, everybody there is important to you, to your heart, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege of getting to pray for New Hampshire this morning, Father. I thank you for what you are doing there, Father, that we don't even know about, Lord. I thank you for the people that you're raising up in this hour in New Hampshire, Father. And, Father, I just pray for great anointing upon them, Father. I just pray, Father, that whether they are in leadership in their churches or whether they're in a house church or some hidden place, Father God, I just pray that you will continue, Lord God, to pour out upon them, Father God, and that you will use them mightily, Father, for this state, because they love this state, Father God. And Lord, we know, Lord, that your heart is for souls to be saved. Your heart is for people to be set free. Your heart is for people to be healed, Father God. Your heart is for godliness and righteousness to come forth from this state. And Father, I just join my sisters this morning as we pray for this state. I pray for every Christian that's in government, Father God, everyone that is in local government, state government, and federal government, Father, representing New Hampshire. Father, I pray for you to use them mightily, and I pray for other Christians that would witness to them and encourage them, Father, the ones that don't know you, Lord, because we know that everyone is a potential believer, Father. And so, Lord, we just pray for great power and great love to be loosed on New Hampshire, Father. I just believe that you want to use this state. As someone said earlier, Thad, that you use little places and little people all the time, Father God. And Lord, we just know, Lord, there are people there, Lord God, that have great anointing, Father, to minister, Father. And so we just loose this upon this land, Father God. And Satan, we continue to rebuke you in the name of Jesus to declare that you are defeated at the cross. You have no right to this state. We plead the blood of Jesus over this state. And we are believing, like Sister Maureen said, for great revival, for great revival. And we know that Jesus is Lord over the state of New Hampshire. No matter what you think, Satan, you are defeated, and we are going to declare it. We are going to decree it, that every stronghold, every demonic force, every false god is coming down over this place in Jesus' name, and that Jesus Christ will rule in New Hampshire in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, I am on fire over here. Woo! Yes, Lord. I just see angels just coming out of heaven just with their swords ready to go to war over New Hampshire. And, Lord, we're in agreement for that, Lord. Come on now. Thank you, Lord, for the destiny that you have for that state, Lord, the strategic location, the timing, all of the first that they have completed, Lord. You love her, and you want to heal her. You want her delivered. You want the people that's in that state delivered. You want them marching in the army of the living God with all of the authority and might from heaven to take dominion and authority over that region, over that state. And, Lord, as her brothers and sisters out here in the United States of America and the world, we're holding up our arms right now to the throne, Lord, asking you to just plead the blood of Jesus over them. Pour your blood over this state right now, Lord. Heal the iniquities of the forefathers there, Lord. Heal the things that they have done that has brought a stench to your nostrils, God. Forgive that place. Heal that place, Lord. Rise it up out of the ashes, Lord. Rise it up anew, Lord, making her give you glory, Lord, and being the first of innovations, the first of new declarations of the Lord, the first in many ways, Lord, to give you glory like she has in the past, Lord. We do, Lord, we partner with all of those in that state, God, that have plowed the heavens for years, for generations, that have asked you for their state, that have asked you to move there for revival, for all of the things to happen, Lord. We're partnering with them, Lord. Granted unto them, Lord, what those people are asking you for, those ministries, in order to accomplish the visions that you have given them, the dreams and visions for their destinies. We partner with heaven that they would be successful. Every one of those ministers, their ministries would be successful, that you will give them all the things they need, the provision, the anointing, the power, the signs, miracles, and wonders to be able to take that land, Lord, and to be able to do what you have called them to do, Lord. We come against the spirit of apathy. We come against the spirit of compromise. We pray that those peoples and ministries would rise up with power and might. We ask you to send the seven spirits of God to them, the spirit of might, the spirit of wisdom, to all of those, Lord, that are marching in your army, Lord. We decree and declare a thing today, that army is given strength today, Lord, like the Gideon's army of 300, Lord. We partner with you, Lord, and we partner with those ministers, Lord, believing you, God, to strengthen them and to help them in their battles, Lord.
We partner with them in the spirit, Lord. We know our battle is not with flesh and blood. It's with the principalities and the powers of the air. And we partner with those ministers that are doing battle in the air. They're warfare and against those principalities and powers in the heavenlies, Lord. And we partner with them to tear down every demonic stronghold over that state, Lord. And we're talking the spirit of Jezebel, Leviathan, and all those. They got to come down to the power of the living God, because God's destiny shall reign. We are in agreement today, Lord, pulling down the kingdom of heaven down into earth, Lord, for your will to be done, Lord. We're in agreement, Lord, and your word says that when two or more agree as touching anything, that that prayer will be answered, Lord. We believe you, Lord. You said it, and that's it, Lord. We thank you that today, Lord, the focus is on New Hampshire. It is targeted by heaven today, Lord. We are partnering with that target with the 24 prayer line, and the nation is partnering together for this state, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that victory will reign, Lord, and great news will come out of this state, Lord. Father God, we call in the harvest. We call in the harvest in New Hampshire, Lord. I feel the glory right now, Lord. We call the harvest in, Lord. Send your harvest angels down there to swing that sickle, Lord. And for the harvest, for the servants of the living God to be ready to reap in that harvest, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, and give you praise, Lord, for what you're doing in New Hampshire, Lord. You designed her for such a time as this, Lord. This is her time, and we decree and declare today in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, right now we pray for the President of the United States, Lord. We pray for President Trump, Lord. We just believe, God, that you are leading and guiding him, Lord, like you did with David. Lord, we don't understand some of the things that he does, Lord, but it's not our place to have to understand it, Lord. It is our place to lift up his arms. It is our place to pray for our president. It is our place to trust you with the United States of America. And, Lord, we're doing that today, Lord. We feel the fire coming over our nation right now, Lord, just like you did with the children of Israel, and you led us in the wilderness, Lord. You're going to lead us, Lord, the army of the living God in the United States in this hour, Lord. I pray that your people will reach up and grab that fire, and they will march, Lord, looking towards you, towards that fire, Lord, that they will not look to the right or the left at what the enemy is trying to throw out there, trying to distract them, trying to cause them to give up right now, Lord. We pray for your bride, Lord, for the strength in her back, that she will be mighty, Lord, in you, Lord, full of the power of the Holy Ghost, full of your glory, Lord, not full of compromise and not full of having a tainted body, Lord, but the crystal clear waters from heaven flows through your church right now, Lord. We pray, God, that your church would rise up out of the ashes, Lord, that those dry bones will rise up in the United States of America today, taking her place in the army of the living God, knowing what you have called her to be, Lord, and knowing her authority in Christ, Lord. We thank you and give you praise, Lord, that these calls that we're doing every day, these praying for the states, Lord, is no small thing, Lord, that we are moving mountains in the spirit, Lord. That's all you ask us to do as your church, Lord, is to speak and declare, declare it out of our mouth, coming in agreement with heaven, Lord, and not in agreement with the spirit of Antichrist that wants to destroy our nation, that wants to declare that we are not a Christian nation, that wants to bring in the spirit of Islam, wants to come in and take over our nation, Lord. But we as your people today, Lord, we speak it and declare it into the atmosphere that we are a Christian nation, that we are partnering with the founding fathers, Lord, when they made the covenant with you, Lord, and give you this land. Lord, we are partnering with that covenant, Lord, and once again, we pray, Lord, that we will be the nation, that we will be the generation that will carry that covenant, Lord, until the glory, that we will carry that covenant until you come for us in the clouds, Lord, that we will be the generation that this nation will rise up and give you glory, Lord, that we will reach the masses in the earth, Lord, that we will send out more missionaries than we ever have in the past, Lord. That we will take all tribes and tongues for your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name today we pray and give you glory, Lord. You are so worthy. We just lift you up right now, Lord. You are worthy of it all, Lord. You are holy and magnificent, Lord. And who are we as your people, Lord, to ever believe small when you are the creator of it all, when you gave us all the sun and the stars and the moon and the sky, Lord, and we come to you and we cannot even believe you for a nation. Lord, forgive us, Lord, for our unbelief, God. Help us to rise up in belief, Lord, taking those mountains, Lord, and bringing it down into the earth, Lord, for your will to be done, Lord. Today, this prayer team on the line today, Lord, I pray you bless every one of them, Lord. Bless them for taking their time out, praying, giving up their time, sacrificing to pray and partner for these states they don't even know. But, Lord, they love their nation, Lord. They love the United States, Lord. This is their way of serving their nation, Lord, and giving up their heart for their nation, Lord, laying down their life and time to pray for other people, to love their neighbors. Lord, bless them in abundance. Whatever they're asking you for, Lord, grant it unto them, Lord. Grant it unto them buildings. Grant it unto them money, Lord. Whatever they're asking for in Jesus' name. And we thank you and give you praise today, God. You're so worthy, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, woo! Sister. Oh, yes.
That y'all got me fired up this morning, hallelujah.
Yes, you were.
Yes, now listen, Bride, tomorrow, the second half, we're praying for our nation. The second half.
Wow.
At 9 o'clock, tomorrow is New Jersey. And we're praying the second half for the United States of America, so we encourage y'all to be on the line with us. Amen.
Amen, sister.
All
is
right,
it okay
well,
to invite? Sister, is it okay to invite people to the call?
Oh, tomorrow at 9?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to try to gather some prayer warriors up.
Yes. The number for y'all to call in, if y'all want to call in tomorrow, is 929-477-1994. You are welcome to call in and pray with us for the United States of America, the 4th of July celebration. All right, Bride, God bless you. Have a great day. Have a great day, Miss Angelique.
Thank you, sister. Love you. Love you to pieces.
Love
God bless you.
Yes, God bless you. Bye.